Welcome to the Northern Nerd Podcast. We're glad you could join us today. The Northern Nerd is the Northwoods entertainment, media, and creative hub. Each show includes different guests that come from all walks of life with stories to share. Enjoy our latest episode. Coffee, craft beer, crazy awesome people. The Whistlepunk in Stone Lake, Wisconsin just had their grand reopening to unveil their expansion. With up to 16 different craft beers on tap at a time and plenty of coffee to choose from, there's something for everyone to wet their whistle. With plenty of events going on throughout the summer, be sure to follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on all the different things happening down at the Whistlepunk. Speaking of which, Muskie City Music will be there this Thursday, June 13th from 5 to 7 p.m. Bring your favorite records down to the punk and we'll jam out. Don't have any records? Don't worry. We've got you covered. Enjoy this week's podcast brought to you by The Whistlepunk. All right, folks, welcome to the Northern Nerd Podcast. I'm here with Jake Reich, host of 30 Minute Break with Jake. Jake, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, all Dalton. How are we doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. This is the first episode where we are in the Northern Nerd headquarters, the new Northern Nerd headquarters.
It's fresh. It's looking good.
Thanks. Glad you like the place.
Yeah. Looks good, man.
Yeah. You just started not too long ago with your podcast. Folks, yeah. That's 30 Minute Break with Jake. Check it out on Spotify. But how's that process been?
I guess I'll just talk about the experience first. So a little bit of background. I'm big into podcasts as is. So listening to them was kind of like a routine for my day.
Okay.
And getting to the point where you hear them all the time makes you want to just try it. You know, I'm pretty outgoing and adventurous. So I literally went on Amazon and bought the equipment, kind of got a segment that I liked. So I like to do a little bit like you're doing, like talk to someone, interview them, and just ask them some things that are of interest to others that will actually like intrigue people to want to listen. So yeah, going back, whatever, bought all the equipment, came home, set it all up. Didn't know really where to go. So I obviously reached out to you, for platforms and whatnot, because it's kind of a shot in the dark on what you're doing.
Yeah. And I'm just learning as I go too. So
yeah, it's a lot of work, man.
Yeah.
But once you do one, kind of like what you told me before, once you do one podcast, they're all very similar.
Yeah.
You just gain more knowledge, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. But back to the experience, I like to talk and I like to hear people out, and that's a good chance for me to sit down and actually talk to people and understand more of their side of things, and kind of poke their brain on things. So it's pretty cool because you're the one that's leading the conversation, as you know, and you're the one on the other side of the mic, and you can, you know, hear yourself talking, and then you get to go back, edit it, and then you get feedback from other people like, oh my gosh, I really like that podcast. Would you be willing to do another episode with someone else, or would you be willing to do another one with that person? So that's a really cool feeling, in my opinion. It's, I don't know, it's interesting. It's a cool segment that people are starting to do, and it's a different realm that people are starting to open up.
Yeah, I feel like podcasts have really gained popularity over the past few years.
Oh, for sure. It's crazy. It's just blowing up. You can find a podcast on anything.
Right. Yeah. And if you're inexperienced in something, you're just like, all right, there's probably a podcast on that.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And people want to listen to it. And that's the thing. It's a cool area to get into. Let's just say that.
Yeah, because you can kind of tailor. So before, maybe if you're just listening to like a radio show on your way to work, that's just the radio show that you're stuck with.
Yes.
And now it's like, well, maybe I want to know a little bit more about hiking or something really random like that, but you can still get that audio experience on your way to work, and you don't have to go out of your way to look that up on a different time. But you're making the most of your time and learning something new.
It's crazy. And there's so many platforms that you can find a new podcast every day.
Yeah.
You know? Everybody's doing the same thing that we're doing. They're trying to, you know, make some content that people want to listen to that can be reached by so many people. And the good thing about podcasting, in my opinion, is there's no one telling you what you can and can't talk about.
Right.
You know, there's no, obviously I'm not sponsored or anything like that. Some of these other people that are, but still it's so loose that you can pretty much talk about and uncensor whatever you want. You know, there's no certain way that you need to go, whether that be mindset, religion, whatever it is.
Right.
There's no one telling you what you can and can't do. So the content you get is pure and it's not as filtered, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no certain script or dynamic that you have to follow where it's like, get this in.
It's crazy. It's fun. It's cool.
Yeah.
So I encourage anyone to go try a podcast, and if it takes off, heck yeah. If it doesn't, keep doing it.
Right.
It's still fun.
Yeah. As long as you're enjoying it, I think that's where the biggest thing comes from is, like, mm-hmm. if you're finding your purpose and you're passionate about it.
Yeah.
You may have 5 listeners, you may have 5,000. It all just depends on how you view it. And
yeah, it's a cool hobby to have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So have you had people reach out to you and say, like, hey man, enjoyed this episode. Would you sit down with this person? Kind of like you were talking about before, but have you had anybody reach out to you before?
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. So the first episode I did was with a corporate pilot in the Twin Cities there. Kind of a good family friend. So we sat down and I picked his brain a little bit, and it was a good podcast. It was fun, but it was my first one. So I was kind of like really structured, had more like a guideline I wanted to follow and an outline. So I got like really positive feedback in terms of information that was given from Sean, was the guy's name. So in that realm, I was getting a lot of like positive feedback, and I was like, oh, this is really cool. So I did another one with my old roommate, Jordan, and it was really loose. It was kind of like what we're doing right now. It was really conversational.
Yeah.
And I was just picking his brain about just anything, you know, anything that popped up, anything interesting. And I had people reaching out, you know, 30 minutes after I posted it, and they're like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. Can you, like, I found that so informational. Keep going. Like, can you please keep going and doing more podcasts? And would you have him on again and ask these questions?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. Yeah. This is interesting. So we, obviously that one did well. I did another one. You and I did one actually the next day.
Yeah.
And I had people reaching out to me, sending me screenshots of the podcast. So like, dude, you need to keep doing these. I was like, okay.
That's awesome when you get those pushes of encouragement like that.
Yeah, people. I'm sure you've seen them too. I mean,
yeah.
People reach out and they're just like, yeah, this is awesome. And it's cool to know the person behind the mic, and you can actually like hear the connection that you have with them and gain more of an insight to, you know, it's different when I'm listening to, I don't know, say like Joe Rogan or something, and you don't know any of these people, you've just heard of them. Mm-hmm. But if I'm talking to you and someone else knows you, they're like, oh, I have a big connection. I want to reach out to other people that know Dalton, and I want them to hear this and see what they think. So
yeah,
it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, an instant connection you can create with someone, and they don't feel like a stranger to you.
No, yeah. You're not a stranger, but no, it's cool.
Yeah. I'm glad you've been enjoying it and having a good time with it, and you're seeing success come from that. And
yeah, so far it's I only have 4 episodes right now. I have a couple more coming up. It's just the timing thing kind of sucks. You got to like match people's schedules and make sure it all works out. But
you don't have assistants piping in? Like,
no, not yet.
Yeah, they're at the door. Come on in.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's a little bit tougher, folks, when you're just by yourself and you're just kind of figuring it out.
Oh,
but
yeah,
that's all part of the fun too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So as summer's kind of coming around the corner here, what are some summer plans that you have, or what's something that you want to accomplish this summer?
You know, that's a good question. I'm trying to get into buying some real estate. I actually have a meeting tomorrow with a realtor to look at some lake property up here in Hayward. So I'm hoping to do more on that. I'm trying to spread out my investments right now. So you know, you have money tied up, 401k, stock market and stuff like that. Sorry, too much coffee this morning.
You're all good. it happens to the best of us, man.
So I'm trying to spread it to other areas to try and build more equity in my portfolio.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. I'd like to purchase some real estate. What other goals and stuff do I have this summer? Travel as much as we can. We just got a puppy, so he is a handful, to say the least.
What's been the biggest struggle so far with the puppy?
Gosh, potty training's tough.
Yeah.
Especially we live in an apartment, we're on the second floor, and it's, you have to go through four doors to get outside. So it's a lot of work. You know, if you catch him going in the apartment, you have to pretty much pick him up and run outside.
It's like Bruce Almighty when he's got him, he's running down the stairs. Like,
yeah, exactly. Come on, come on. And he gets down and he just drops it and there's nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much my life. But no, he's good. He likes to bite. He's a golden retriever, so he's like really energetic.
Okay.
100 miles an hour most of the time. Otherwise, he's such a good dog, such a sweetheart. He'll just hang out and relax. It's really rewarding in that sense. He can already like sit, lay down, shake. He knows his name really well. Just needs to stop peeing in the house.
Yeah.
That's about
it's a big thing on the to-do list.
That'd be another thing right there.
Yeah.
Train this dog to not pee in our house. But beyond that, he's doing really well.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a cool life lesson. It's different.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys named him Wrigley, right?
Wrigley. And we are not Cubs fan. I would like to point that out. I am a Brewers fan. It's with an R and not a W. So anyone out there that thinks I am a Cubs fan, think again.
The truth comes out. Jake's a closet Cubs fan, folks.
I know. I had so many people reach out. They're like, I didn't know you were a Cubs fan. I'm like, I promise you I'm not. So we changed it to an R instead of a W. We're like, well, we still like the name.
Yeah. It's important stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely not a Cubs fan. But. I repeat that again.
Yep.
But yeah. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. Doing a lot with work, really busy, trying to excel as much as I can. And this is like a peak season for us. So, you know, doing a lot of projects and trying to save some money here and there really stands out. So
yeah,
that's pretty much
it. Sounds like a good summer.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it's already halfway over since the summer.
Right.
Oh, the summer's weak.
Yeah.
This is whack. Had like no good weather except for this weekend coming up here.
Yeah, it's been interesting. I've been helping out coach the JV baseball team, and it just feels like we're getting baseball weather now.
Yep.
And our season's over.
The field just melted.
Yeah. The guys are like, well, that was cool.
Yeah, that was fun. That's crazy.
I swear I saw more parents in snowmobile gear than I ever have before.
Sitting in the sidelines.
Yeah, they'll watch our games, but they'll be in the bleachers just like
freezing.
Yeah.
Probably rode their snowmobile there.
Right. Yeah. In some cases they probably could have.
I know. Oh, that's crazy. It's just a weird season, man. It's usually not like this. It's just a really long winter. It's miserable too. And you're up in Hayward, it's even worse.
Right. Yeah. And it's something like, I'm not a big ice fisherman either.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to get into skiing, but I haven't started skiing yet.
Yeah.
So I'm literally like just in the house, like the whole time, like either in the house or in the gym.
Yeah. Just counting down the days.
Yeah. Just like, all right, we got one day over 40 degrees. We're slowly working our way up.
Yeah.
But
it's been bad. It's just
got a lot of reading though.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah. Sharpen that noodle, man.
Trying to.
Yeah. Yeah. Reading. That's something I gotta get into that too. We talked about it in the last podcast.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Crap, I need to do that. I keep saying it, but I
got books now that I can recommend because
right.
We can just walk over to the bookshelf after this.
All right, done. Yeah, I need some recommendations.
I'll load you up.
All right. Otherwise, I'll start with I've read Harry Potter. That's about it.
Yeah.
But I'll probably, I don't know. I want to get into the Game of Thrones series. I want to read those, but I want to like read something like an actual author that's interesting. So I have some recommendations for other people.
Yeah.
Not just like, you know, shooting in the dark.
Right. Yeah.
So.
So when we talked last, it was the middle of the Game of Thrones season.
Yeah.
I haven't viewed Game of Thrones. Don't throw stones in my window. But what do you think of the finale? Because a lot of people are torn about how the series ended.
You know, that's such a good question. And I have a lot of friends that are big into Game of Thrones. So when we, after that episode, I was pretty bummed.
Yeah.
There was such a big hype. It was a year and a half for this season to come out. And they had the chance to make 10 episodes, but they took 6, which in my opinion, you're cramming too much information into such a short time. You have no opportunity to actually like throw the money you're granted at cool scenes. You know,
mm-hmm.
You don't have that one-on-one character interaction. Kind of like what I wanted that. You kind of get it. You get like a taste, but then they take it away from you. It's like, okay, cool. So the final episode was, so I guess this is probably a spoiler alert. It was,
just giving you a forewarning here. If you haven't seen it yet. Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It was weird. So the episode before it, Danny, she is pretty much like the evil queen at this point. She is pretty much trying to take over the Seven Kingdoms and rule the realm. So she takes her dragon and just like torches King's Landing. So it just naturally like goes to town, and it's like 45 minutes of her just flying over, just destroying like everything and everyone in her path. And that just like, it builds up to who she is.
Okay.
And what she has become. So with that, I was hyped because it looked cool, but beyond that, it was like, oh, come on. Like, you could have, I called it, everyone called it. I would like to see like a turnaround where it was like, but everyone wants a happy ending. But anyways, going into the next episode. So in that episode, a lot of like serious people died, obviously. Going into the next episode,
Aaron Rodgers, I think, was in that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody saw that from Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
The hype on Aaron Rodgers, that's about every.
It was insane. Episode. Like, people cared more about him in that show than the actual show.
Seriously, honestly. But yeah, going into the next episode, it was Jon Snow, main character, goes in, kills Dany right away. Cool, whatever. Dragon doesn't kill him. So that just goes to show that, you know, he is probably the rightful heir to the throne. Doesn't take it. Pretty much, it's so weird, man. Pretty much, he kills her. They put him in a cave or dungeon for a couple of weeks, so it seems. Then it reconvenes to a meeting with a bunch of people, and then it goes to Bran, which is the handicapped brother that got pushed out of a window. Becomes the king because he obviously knows everything and did nothing this season, and it was a huge disappointment. He gets the king spot. And honestly, the episode is just all downhill from there. But the cool thing I like about it is they left a lot of room for spinoffs, which is nice. They left a lot of different paths that the show could go down, and I know they are doing spinoffs. So that's a benefit, I guess. Otherwise, it kind of sucked.
Yeah.
I was disappointed. Bluntly, a lot of people liked it. I get it. Like, they had a lot of stuff they had to throw in one episode. But, like, come on.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think they should have stretched it out just from based on the information. Like, to pack all that into six episodes. Like,
seriously? Yeah.
It's not given enough time for the viewer to just process that and to make connections.
It doesn't work.
That's one of the best things about TV shows is, or at least drama TV shows, is to say, like, all right, I think it's this person, or I think this thing's going to happen based on this information before.
Right.
Oh, but they said this thing, now it's changed.
Uh-huh.
And when you're just watching so intently and you're trying to pick up on every little thing, it's just too much to take on. I feel like you got to have like a notebook and just like,
I know,
go hard the whole episode.
People were doing, they were like writing down facts and stuff like to
the theories and
seriously. And there's so many like, different theories people would have, you know, assumptions on how it's going to happen. And they had like a, like bracket for who was going to die and who was going to make it. It was kind of funny, but I don't know. It's kind of sucks. It's over. It was a good show. It was fun while it lasted, but we'll see. There's more to come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what direction they take that. And
Yeah, it will.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll have to do a follow-up podcast.
We will. We'll just check in Game of Thrones periodically.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
How's it doing?
Be your guy.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
There we go.
So speaking of film and TV shows, is there any movie that you're really excited about seeing this summer?
I want to see Rocket Man, the one on Elton John. I'm a pretty decent Elton John fan.
Yeah.
I think his music's good, so I'd like to see that. Beyond that, it's, I don't know, man. I haven't really seen too many commercials. I don't have cable anymore, so I don't see these commercials.
Right. The only way you probably see it is like if you're scrolling through social media.
Yeah,
or something
and people
like
talk about it. Beyond that, I just don't even know what's going on.
Yeah.
Out of it. I'm on Netflix and Hulu and just bounce around.
Dude, I feel like that's the direction most of our generation.
It is.
It's like we don't have, that's not to say we don't have time for cable, but it's just an extra cost that I don't think we really
seriously
need.
And if you buy Spotify, you get Hulu. So it's like they just bundle that in for you.
Yeah.
Why not? Nobody has time to go to the movies anymore. I'm surprised movie theaters are even a thing. I mean, I hate to say it, but it's crazy. I mean, I can't even remember. Well, I take that back. I've been to a movie recently, but it's such a like whim thing, and it's only on Tuesdays because it's cheap.
Right. Yeah, you see the parking lot just absolutely filled on Tuesday nights.
Yeah.
What does that tell you? Everybody wants it to be cheaper,
yeah,
and they want to go when it's a little more affordable. Because if you have, like, I mean, most of the time I'll go by myself or something like that. And it's just like a matinee. So it'll be really laid back. And like, yeah. That's how I save money is just go to the matinee because it's only $5 during time. But yeah, I couldn't imagine bringing like a huge family. And like, I would definitely make sure we had a big meal before we left the house.
For sure.
Like Thanksgiving style meal. Yeah. I don't hear a peep. No.
Here's one Skittle for you. Yep. Enjoy it.
We're rationing these.
Seriously.
Here's a gobstopper.
Yeah, here's your massive gobstopper. Enjoy.
Go to town.
Gosh. Then go to the dentist afterwards.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, no,
pack all your Halloween candy.
Oh, yeah. Just keep it. Save it for that one movie night.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy what they charge. It's not fun.
Yeah.
No.
I think one of the big things I'm excited to see is that Lion King remake. I wasn't all bored for the Aladdin one just because, I don't know, Aladdin wasn't the ones where I was like, yeah, I need to watch that on repeat on the VHS till the tape breaks kind of thing.
Sure.
But Hercules and Lion King, right up there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that the Lion King movie looks really good. And I know they're going to have a massive budget for it, obviously. So they'll make it worth your while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, did you see the Avengers movie?
I did. I went out and saw it like
did, huh?
2 days after we had that conversation because I couldn't handle the anticipation. And my students were getting to the point where I feel like, I mean, third graders aren't really going to be conscious of, wow, if I'm just going to spoil this movie right now, and I don't care if I spoil it for anybody in this room,
right?
To say like, yeah, and when this happened, and you're just like, gosh, dang it, I
gotta go see
this.
Yeah.
So
what do you think?
I liked it. It was a little long.
It was a little long.
But, you know, they had a lot of loose ends to tie up, and that's kind of how you build that suspense. And went on a school night. It was brave.
Nice. Get home at midnight, start at 7.
Yeah, it was all good.
Yeah.
I survived, but I thought it was good. And
it was interesting.
Yeah. The Tony Stark ending.
Everyone in the theater was crying.
Yeah.
Dude. Were you like pretty shook by it?
I was, I was pretty close.
Like, my fiance and I looked at each other and we're like, really? I don't know. I'm not that big of an Avengers guy. So I skipped a lot up to it.
Oh, okay.
I get it. Like, it was pretty sad. And like, he was pretty much like the heartbeat. Like, I loved Iron Man. I thought it was awesome. So seeing him die was a big bummer. Spoiler alert. But anyway, yeah.
If you haven't seen Endgame yet, where have you been though?
Like, yeah, seriously.
It's made enough money to where you should.
Oh God. Yeah. That movie grossed so much money. But anyways, it was just, it was a cool movie. I'll give it that.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah. Just, a lot of stuff visually and.
Yep.
I don't know about the whole like time travel thing.
Yeah. That was interesting. That was different. Mm-hmm. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, because to me it just seemed like kind of like a cop-out, like, oh, yeah, let's just get in our time machine that we conveniently...
Oh, I figured it out 20 minutes later. Like, okay, you didn't think about that ever before? Like, you never wanted to time travel before this moment?
Right.
Good job, dude. Good job. But, yeah.
Anyways, yeah, that's... So
there's that. There's Endgame, end-to-end game.
Yeah, we'll see. It probably won't be Endgame, like... There'll probably be something else that they make because Captain Marvel's in it now too. And
yeah, there'll be some stuff. That's it's such a big profit margin. Can't let it go.
Right. And that'd basically be like the end of Marvel then. They're just like, seriously. Yep, that's it.
Seriously.
Well, now that, yes, Stan Lee was still able to make a cameo in that though. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure I saw him in the beginning.
Yeah. I guess I didn't pay that close attention.
I want to say. I mean, because now that he passed away, like, you'd think they would have had the notion to say, like, hey, he's getting pretty close. Like, we want to make sure we have him in this last movie.
I suppose, yeah.
I'll have to go back. I mean, I probably have to go back and rewatch it just to see if he's in there. But I'm pretty sure he's in there.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Close of attention.
I always enjoy seeing him in all the other movies, the Marvel movies. And
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Something like an Easter egg thing that you got to look for.
Yeah, you got to watch it again. Make sure you see that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, it was good. It was good. For anyone out there wanting to watch it.
Yeah.
Lots to talk about with someone then.
Yeah. It's nice to be able to talk about it again.
Seriously. Yeah. You're probably sitting here like, darn. I saw it. Now what? Everyone's already seen it. No, you want to talk about it and everyone's talked about it.
Yeah. Like, that's old news, man. What are you talking about?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It was something. But yeah, I'm just like, not huge into films. I like older films, but like classics and stuff like that. But it's been a while. I don't have time. That's a thing that sucks, but it's also a good thing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you find it difficult just being like a young, working class, mid 20s year old or early 20s, I'd say? Like,
yeah.
Is it difficult to find time for like a bunch of leisure activities and things like that?
It is and it isn't. Yeah. So I like to prioritize. So obviously like work is always on top of your list.
Mm-hmm.
Then it kind of breaks down to like some of the hobbies that I'm interested in. And obviously like my fiance and I have a lot to like wedding planning and all that stuff. So we're like busy with like stuff. She's very busy. I'll point that out. And if she listens to this and hears that, she'll come back at me and what the hell did you say? How much have you done? Yeah, no, she's done a lot.
Well, let's just turn that down.
Yeah. But anyways, so yeah, stuff like that. But we're just so booked on weekends. Like you find that when you leave college, you have plans every weekend to, whether that be come up to Hayward, go see like family, just try and find time for people's weddings. Now people are getting married.
Right. We're at that stage in our life.
Yeah. It's
everybody's getting married.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So it's difficult to find time. Mm-hmm. It is, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that balancing act of, all right, do I say yes to this thing and then be super tired come Monday, or do I say no? But like we have that fear of missing out. That's a big thing, I think.
Oh yeah, it's huge in our generation.
Yeah, it's like, oh, somebody took a picture there and I wasn't in it, kind of thing. And you're just like, dang it, I wish I was there, but
I know
it's like an 8-hour drive.
I know, and that's like the thing with like social media and stuff is it gives you such a false like perception on so many things. And
yeah,
like I was just talking to Raquel the other day, I'm like, I think I'm just going to delete all my social media. Like, I don't need it. I don't really post on it. Mm-hmm. All I do is look at like what people are doing and how it's going. I mean, I deleted Facebook a couple years ago, but like Instagram and stuff, I just don't see it anymore. It's just like, okay, you can look at your screen time on your phone for like a week. Oh, I wasted an hour a day looking at my phone. Holy cow. There's the time I can find stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Take up a different hobby, you know, read, do something else. It's just our generation is so glued to their phones. And I hate to say it because like I'm a part of it too. I'm guilty.
Yeah. Don't mean to sound like the old man in the room, but like at the same time, it's like, yeah.
No, it's crazy. And everyone relies on their phone. Like, and everyone relies on technology, which you should. I mean, if it's there, use it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, it's weird, man.
That's another thing. It's a balancing act of that too.
It is. Yeah.
All right. How much of this is helpful and how much of this is actually hurting me? Like, because the convenience of, all right, I'm able to connect with a friend maybe that I haven't seen in forever. And maybe we're able to go and get dinner somewhere or something like that. But also at the same time, it's like, oh, here I am scrolling and it's 11 o'clock at night and I should be sleeping. Exactly. Or I should be doing something else. And,
oh, cool. This guy's doing this. And it's just like, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's so like, I don't know, beneath me to say, you know, because I'm doing it too, but like in the end of the day, it's like, oh dude, does it really matter?
Right. Just as long as like, yeah, you're enjoying life and appreciating the people around you. And
yeah. But so it's weird.
So what was your going back to like you said you deleted Facebook like a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Did you have your same thought process now that you had back then where it was like, you know, I don't really need this, not using it that much? What was the reasoning behind that?
Yeah, I guess it's pretty much the same thought process. I found myself, Facebook wasn't doing it for me. I was seeing like a lot of stuff I really didn't have interest in anymore. I was friends with people on Facebook that I didn't talk to anymore. And it was just, it was more of a headache than what it needed to be. So I just deleted it.
Yeah.
And now I'm getting to the point where I just want to get rid of like all social media and just kind of like fly blind, but you're really not, you know, like keep the people close to you that matter.
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to reach out, they'll find a way to contact you.
Right. Letter in the mail.
Yeah. Old school. It's cool to see what people are doing, but it's also cool like sitting down on a podcast and talking to someone face to face. You don't do that anymore, you know? It's all about texting, FaceTime, Instagramming, and all that. It's cool to actually sit down and have a one-on-one. And I guess that kind of ties back to the question you asked me earlier about podcasting. You get to sit down with someone. Like I haven't seen you in a couple weeks. It might be like a month or so that we've sat down and talked.
Yeah.
And we actually were sitting here in Dalton's new place, his headquarters, and drinking coffee and hanging out, you know?
Yeah.
It brings you together, and it's something different. Mm-hmm. And hopefully people enjoy it. If they don't, we had fun.
Right. Yeah.
It is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
So it's different. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've thought about that quite a bit too, as just like, all right, do I really need this thing?
Yeah.
Right now, just with the Northern Nerd and everything, that's like my main way to get the word out about my business. Yeah. So
it's a very good marketing platform. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Thanks. And for you, I mean, like, just starting up, a lot of the kids our age, and I'm sure that's the majority of your target, are on those platforms. So, you know, it's kind of like, well, if I'm not on here, who's going to find out about me besides word of mouth? I might as well just, you know, do it. And if, in that reason, I think it's smart. You know, that's a smart business tactic, in my opinion. But like, for personal gain and like entertainment, it's just, I don't know. I just don't see it anymore.
Mm-hmm. And Facebook's changed so much since it first came out. I think back in like 2006.
Don't even get me started. But I have like, so many opinions on Facebook.
It is insane though, because I remember I like made like a, I lied about my age. Okay. I lied about my age so I could create a Facebook account when the truth comes out.
Yeah. Right. They come back at you right now.
It's like burst through the door. Ah, crap.
I knew it.
You don't have to take me live.
Yeah, seriously.
But yeah, it was like one of those things where, or Instant Messenger, MSN.
Oh, for sure. That
I
was
spent
wild, man.
So many hours on that, like in the summer at my cousin's house.
Yeah.
Cause I was always at my cousin's house in the summer, and they had like a pool. And so we'd hang out in the pool for a while and then come back in and just like, all right, who wants to chat online?
Dude, everyone was online.
Yeah.
It was like, you ever like go to friends' houses at night and everyone would sign in for like different periods of time and be like, okay, I'm going to go to this dude's account. And then you talk on that account. And it's like, you look back and it's like, wow, that is so sad, man. But
G2G, man, got to go.
Yeah. G2G. Oh my gosh. Well, and then like, it was just, like
different time.
It was a different time, but I kind of like those times.
Yeah. Yeah. If I could go back, man.
Oh, seriously.
Do it all over again.
I would. I really would. It was a, it's growing up. And like, I think growing up for us, cause you're like what? 22, 23,
23. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Growing up for us, it was like, we were just hitting the technology peak or the slope, I should say.
Yeah.
So like I didn't get a cell phone or a smartphone until I was like, I don't know, 9th grade, 10th grade.
Yeah.
Something. And at that point it's like, oh my gosh, like look at the possibilities. And you could like search the internet, but it would take like 4 hours to load something. And
it's not an exaggeration. It was
so bad. And you had like Blackberries and stuff. And now like, look at the phones we have and look what you can do. It's just nuts. And it's getting to the point where it's like taking over people's lives. And it's like, you're, like I said before, relying on it. And like when you and I grew up, and for the people listening, I'm sure you're in the same category. It was different, you know, like you went to your friend's house, you stayed up all night, you played video games, you ate a bunch of food you shouldn't eat, and you just like hung out, or like you snuck out and like went and did
stuff. Random stuff. Yeah,
did random stuff that now you look back at and you're like, oh shit, why'd I do that?
Right. But those create like those stories, like remember wins and things like that. Like nobody remembers the time they just go to your friend's house, sat on their phone the whole time, and like, all right, cool. See ya.
Like I have so many like remember wins, and like I'll like be in the car driving and like talking to my fiance. I'm like, oh, like I'll just talk about stuff, and she's like, okay, like sweet, and, like thinking about it. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's cool to me,
right?
And going back at it, it's just like, oh, dude, it was just such a different time. You didn't have to worry about like where you were. Like parents were more loose about like if you're at a friend's house, they trusted you to you were there doing what you need to do. It wasn't like nowadays where you're worried about like people seeing you online, like your kids online and stuff like that, and like worrying and tracking them and if someone's gonna take them. It just wasn't like that, you know. It wasn't a concern. I feel like nowadays for like parents and stuff, that's the main issue. But
yeah,
it was a different time,
right?
And fun time.
Yeah. And I think that technology has changed the way like the classroom works too, just from a teacher's point of view. Is that it's now being integrated so much into the classroom, and it's at what point do you have to cut it off and say, all right, we don't need technology for this. We can let's go outside and let's take a look at this tree and talk about this tree rather than look on a computer, mm-hmm. when we can just go right outside the school.
Absolutely.
And
totally agree.
Go take a look at
and
it.
And you see it every day. I mean, you said third grade.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of kids have cell phones at third grade.
Not too many, which is part of the reasons why I was like, you know, second, third grade, that's kind of where I want to be, because they're still really excited to go to school and for the most part. Okay. And then, like, I don't know, it's the innocence and like, wow, this is the first time I'm seeing this science experiment happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or this is my first time doing multiplication. Mm-hmm. And those things I think can be really exciting.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. But
yeah, I think as you go up, and now that technology is such a big aspect of everyone's life, it's like, oh, well, I'm just going to watch YouTube videos all day or something like that. It's like, all right, come on, do explore. But there's a lot of potential, like there's a lot of good things that can come with the technology.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But I also, at the same time, it can be a hindrance to, I think, the students learning too. So
yeah, I couldn't agree more. Like technology obviously has its benefits. We have everything we want to know at the fingertips of our hands, you know?
Yeah.
So it's cool in that sense, but then again, it's like, is that a little bit too much? Cause then it just makes it too easy.
Mm-hmm.
But you can learn a lot. You can find out anything you want to know. You can find cool new places. You can't bash on it too much. You
know? Right. Yeah. Yeah. Didn't mean to turn this into like a technology bash, but at the same time, it's just, interesting to like discuss.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like you think you hear about, like, I don't know, are you big into like AI and stuff like that? You like listen to stuff on that? Or
I haven't, like, just because it scares me a little bit.
Dude, it scares the hell out of me. It's crazy. I think it's scaring a lot of people, and it's going so fast. And like, you watch these videos on like Boston Dynamics. You ever see those? Or like the robots are like walking around, they're like jumping fences and like doing random stuff.
Hasn't anybody seen iRobot with what,
exactly.
Like,
exactly,
they're making it happen.
they've called it. And this is literally what it's going to have. And like, AI's, oh man, it's just crazy.
Is Will Smith going to have to save us?
Yeah, seriously. He's going to come back in his floating Audi and come save us. Yeah, no, he's I don't know, man. It's just crazy where technology is going.
Yeah.
It's nuts. But
I think I was really blessed to grow up in an area like Hayward in the Northwoods.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Just because there's so much. There's such a great emphasis on being outside and being active rather than, all right, here's a screen to sit in front of or do something like that. But we still have like places where you can go to be social, but then there's also places where you can just go and be in nature. And for it's sure. just a quick walk right out your back door. Like, we're looking right now and you can see some woods, and I can I could walk to the lake from here if I wanted to.
Yeah.
And so I think that's one of the things that I'm really fortunate about living in this area is, and just you and you being able to come up to Hayward and just experience that too, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's something
nice.
I really enjoy.
Hayward's it's a beautiful area. I encourage everyone to come up here. I haven't been here much prior to like a year ago, and I feel like I could come up here every weekend and just hang out.
Yeah.
Everyone's super nice. The lakes are awesome. There's a lot to do if you like being outside, which is pretty cool. And like the Berkeys in the winter.
Yeah, it breaks it up a bit.
But... Yeah, yeah. There's a lot to do around here. It's a really, really cool place. Yeah.
Thanks. When you're not on the lake here, what are you more than likely doing?
To be honest, probably just bar hopping.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the big things in there. Yeah. There's a lot of bars, especially like on the lake too, that you can go to in the resorts,
absolutely.
And just really good food.
Yeah. And everyone's like, you know, the majority of the people are up here like vacationing in a sense. So everyone's like in a pretty good mood. Like they're all and like these bars are just packed.
Yeah.
And there's always like live music and stuff. Yeah, man, it's such a upbeat town. Let's say that. And everybody's like, you know, going with the same mindset. That's how I see it. You know,
mm-hmm.
you probably think the same or think otherwise.
No, I'd say for the most part, people are like pretty upbeat and hey, welcome to the area. Like, what can we do for you? Kind of thing. Rather
it's
than
not like
get the hell out of here.
Unless you're from Illinois.
let me see those plates again.
Yeah. Get out of here. Yeah, no, it's Hayward's cool, man.
Yeah.
Go to Hayward, everybody. Yep. Come on the Northern Nerd.
Yeah. Right by the Wesleyan Church, and we got kickball field out there too, so we might have to have like a a kickball game or two this summer.
I'd be down.
Yeah.
I'd crush a couple balls.
Yeah. Doing that and like Ghost in the Graveyard. When's the last time you played Ghost in the Graveyard?
That was the game. Or Kick the Can. Did you ever play Kick the Can?
Yeah.
Yeah, those games are sick. Ghost in the Graveyard, it's been a minute. We used to, so when I grew up, our old house, we had like a, we called it the Circle, but it was like a big cul-de-sac.
Okay.
It was like just a handful of houses in it, but it was a pretty, I don't know, probably like a quarter mile cul-de-sac. So yeah, we would all, a lot of us like grew up on that. And there was like a big group of like the kids that would play and like,
yeah.
It was like, you know, it's a routine thing. And every weekend, that's what you did. And, you know, you come home at like midnight or whatever it is. You're just like drenched in sweat because you've been running around in the woods. And
yeah,
like you didn't care. You had nothing else to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that game was just, it was crazy. It's been a minute. It's been a long time since I played that game. I think I'd like blow out a knee now. You get to that age and it's like, dude, I'm going to be so sore if I do this.
Yeah. It's the risk you take.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Go to the doctor's office. How'd you do this?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not going to believe this, but it was a pretty intense game of Ghost of the Graveyard.
Doctor looks at you. I totally understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's
why didn't I get the invite?
Yes.
Yeah, I live down the road.
Yeah,
come on.
What the hell, dude?
Yeah. You got to send a text.
An SMS. Yeah, it's been. When's the last time you played it?
I think 2 summers ago. I tried to get like
2 summers ago, huh?
Yeah.
Dude, you were in your 20s playing Ghost. Like,
yeah,
ballsy,
life is good,
dude.
Yeah. Well, cuz the over by the intermediate school and primary school there's like a huge open area there.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we'll do, or what I tried to do, is just organize a game of Ghost in the Graveyard just with a bunch of high school friends that are in town for the summer working.
Nice.
And we do that once a month, and it was just like, all right, come on, we'll play Ghost in the Graveyard, have a good time.
Yeah.
And it was just really fun. And then mm-hmm. we played this game called Infected. So have you heard of the game Sardines?
Yeah, yep.
So it's kind of like that. So there's one person that starts off as the infected person or the zombie. And as they start to find more and more people, then the group gets bigger.
You get the last person.
Yeah. But it's really cool at night playing this game because it's right by the National Guard and you have like all that military equipment.
Oh, nice.
But I mean, like, we don't go over the fence, obviously, mm-hmm. but it just like gives it that feel of like Nazi zombies where you're just like,
that's
all right, we got to get down to business here.
Yeah, seriously. You're in the trenches.
Yeah. Like, oh, crap. Calling an airstrike. I'm under heavy pressure.
Right. That's awesome, man. Yeah, dang. My friends aren't into that stuff. They're like, yeah, let's go to the bars.
Yeah.
Like, shit. All right.
Well, I'll have to try to organize another.
Dude,
like,
do it.
Yeah. That'd yeah. Ghost in the Graveyard night.
That'd be a lot
like
of
that.
Fun. It's been a minute since I've done that. And now I'm like worried about, I'm going to get a tick. Oh, I'm going to get bit by a mosquito. And I'm going to, it's just like
the adult thoughts
that
sink in.
Man, you just like, I went wakeboarding the other weekend and I took one like good fall. Back in the day, I'd just be like, oh, it's nothing. Next day, like I couldn't move. I was so stiff and I'm sitting there like at work. I'm just like, I'm so stiff. I can't even
get the stapler. Never mind. I don't need it that bad.
Don't need it that bad.
Let's dog ear it.
Seriously, it's so rough, man. Once you break like 23, in my opinion, you just like, you get to that thing where it's just starting to just, oh, your body's just, you feel aches, you feel pains.
So I got
to
ride out these last 2 months while I'm 23 is what you're saying? Okay.
Exactly.
All right. So I'm definitely going to do it as much as I can.
Seriously, do as much as you can. Play as much Ghost in the Graveyard. Night games. Hit the
guy's out there
hard.
Every night.
Yeah,
he's playing by himself. He's training.
He's training to be 24. Oh, yeah. No, it's...
Just see me on the field over here. Just like, what the heck is he doing?
He's got a flashlight, like, just by himself.
Yeah. I see you.
You can borrow my dog. He'll chase you around out there.
Yeah, burn off some energy.
Yeah. No, it's,
we
want to
do that
crazy
for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Different times, man. Different times.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So, all right. So, it's been great to have you on the show, Jake.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been great.
Yeah. So, has your answer changed since last time? Last time I was on your show?
Yeah.
What is the nerdiest thing that you own?
The nerdiest thing I own?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. What's your definition of nerd?
Definition
like a
nerd.
Classic nerd, like not many people.
It can be like a comic book. I have some comic books. I have a Hogarth Hughes lunchbox from The Iron Giant. I classify myself as like, dude, I don't know like how to play Dungeons and Dragons. That's a different kind of nerd, I think. Mm-hmm. But like just an overall appreciation for odd things or pop culture, I'd say that classifies you as a nerd.
Crap.
I might be wrong. Folks, feel free to call me out, but that's my classification of it.
You know, I don't know if I classify this as nerdy or, like you said, pop culture, but I'm a huge Blink-182 fan.
Okay.
So I got like band shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
Back from like,
no, that's awesome.
And like, you'd wear like band shirts that are way too tight. And like, I just
still pulling it off.
Like, seriously, I look at them and I'm like, why are these still in my closet? Like, I got to get rid of these things, dude.
Yeah.
Like, the nerdiest thing I own, I don't even know. I can't. That's another question. Like, you stumped me on. I don't even know, man.
Sorry, man.
I don't know. I'm pretty, classify as normal. I don't know.
All right, what's the coolest thing that you own then? What's the thing that you're like most proud of that you have?
Oh crap, that's another good one. Dang it.
I saved these for last.
I don't know. Coolest thing right now is probably my dog.
Yeah.
He's pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
And that's with an R, not a W.
That's an R. Just not a Cubs fan. Again.
In case you missed it.
In case you're jumping in late.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty chill. He's a handful, but he's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's probably where I'm at with that.
I like it.
These are such weird questions. I don't get asked these questions, you know?
Well, because you're the one asking the questions.
I know. It's weird being on the other side of the mic.
Yeah.
How was it for you being on the other side of the mic in the podcast?
It was different, you know?
Yeah.
But it was also, I think I was more nervous being on the other side of the mic, mm-hmm, than being on like the one doing the interviewing.
Yeah.
Just because you, I don't know, it's different for me. But how have you been so far?
I felt the same way coming into this. I was a little choppy, a little nervous. But now, like, as we like kind of level out here on it, I kind of like being on the other side because you can talk a lot. Like, when you're on your side, you know, like, mm-hmm, facilitating things, you have like questions and then you have like comments and stuff, but you don't have like the body of everything. I mean, right. You can, but
I don't have a chart up here, folks.
Yeah.
There's not
a script. Dalton's actually reading off of a script right now.
Yeah.
It's very all just scripted.
Even this right now, this is on a script, like a big cue card.
Yeah, seriously. So yeah, I don't know, man. It's just,
yeah,
it's cool. I like podcasts. They're, it's different, you know?
Yeah.
And the people that I've had on have told me that they've had the same experience. You know, it's a good time to explain yourself, talk about things you're interested in with other people listening. You know, mm-hmm, you don't get the chance to do that much anymore. So,
right.
Like the Northern Nerd, man, you're on what, how many podcasts do you have now?
This is episode 15.
That's a lot of episodes. It's for the people listening. It's not that easy to create an episode. I mean, like the talking and stuff, once you have someone in like the same area and ready to go, it's pretty like easy to get things flowing, but facilitating, getting things set up, getting people on the right schedule, it's tough. And especially if you want to drop one like every week,
mm-hmm,
I've noticed it's tough. A lot of people are busy. Mm-hmm. So it's, yeah, that's awesome. 15, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
Thanks.
There you go. That's cool. Keep them going.
We'll do. You as well, man.
Yeah, we'll try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that about does it for this week's episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast. Thanks again, Jake, for coming on the show.
Thank you, dude.
Make sure you check out his podcast, 30 Minute Break with Jake. And yeah, we'll have more Northern Nerd Podcasts in the future. Take care.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for tuning in to the latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast. Feel free to like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and follow us on Spotify so you can stay up to date when we have a new episode posted. That about does it for us for this week. So take care and continue to be kind to one another.